What's in the news? The flag.
I'm just saying they have to respect our flag.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. President Trump's decision to step into the NFL's national anthem protests has only seemed to strengthen team resolve. There was Trump supporter and Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and his team all kneeling before the anthem at last night's game. He says it was about equality and unity.
We did it. We made our statement regarding the two issues that I'm talking about and basically respect in front of the nation that wanted to watch the game, show our respect for the flag.
That kind of statement is one thing. The sitting or kneeling during the anthem does have a lot of people upset. Joe Davis is with the Veterans of Foreign Wars.
It's a sports arena. Life and death decisions are not made. Meanwhile, they disrespect the flag, they disrespect the anthem, and we have men and women wearing real uniforms deployed in very dangerous places around the world, where if you lose, you die.
And it's left some players in an uncomfortable position.
Unfortunately, I threw him under the bus unintentionally.
Pittsburgh Steeler Alejandro Villanueva, a vet, the only member of his team to appear for the anthem Sunday in a stadium tunnel, got wide praise, but says it was embarrassing.
Every single time, you know, I see that picture of me standing by myself, I feel embarrassed to a degree because unintentionally I left my teammates behind. It wasn't me stepping forward. I never planned to boycott the plan that the Steelers came up with.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaithen, CBS News.